8:39. We've had emergency traffic for the last little while. Let's check back in with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we may have another crash now on I-15 in Clearfield. Just when we thought things were starting to improve, I'm looking at the right lane at a dead stop at 650 North Clearfield. That's that exit over by the Hill Air Force Base and the West Gate. But delays go all the way down through Clearfield. It looks like we still have slowdowns remaining from an earlier crash that was on the Kaysville-Farmington border. That crash is gone, but the slowing remains from Layton Hills Mall all the way through Kaysville. Also backed up still, I-15 south of Lagoon for about a mile, and it's improving between the North Interchange and 6 North and Salt Lake City, but still has traffic under the speed limit. Eric Butler.
Northbound I-15 is still slow in several places. Draper as you head past 123rd South, and then as you approach 90th South in Sandy. Further up the line, we have a crash right before 3300 South. Actually, there's no delays at that part. Once you move past the I-80-201 turnoffs, that's where it gets slow as you get up closer to 600 South. Heather?
Traffic is still heavy exiting off of I-80 and the East Belt onto Foothill Drive into downtown. And then the 201 freeway looks like it's easing up. You might see a few brake lights from time to time right around the West Side Belt. But now the city streets are getting pretty busy in the typical areas, especially in the west side of the valley. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.